이렇게 더 시험 발사 성공.
Welcome to Window on North Korea, an attempt to humanize and three-dimensionalize our image of everyday North Koreans with the help of defectors from North Korea now living elsewhere and sometimes from sources still living within North Korea. I am Fran Kelleher, your host. This episode draws on one or two articles from the Ask a North Korean feature of the nknews.org website. If time allows, I'll get to a second article, but the first article is titled Finding Your Significant Other in North Korea. Can Love Overcome the Songbun Hierarchical System? Before reading from that article, I want to give a little background on the institution of Songbun. I've referred to Songbun in earlier episodes, but I'll recap it here. I'm currently reading a paper titled Marked for Life, Songbun, North Korea's Social Classification System, published by the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea in 2012. It is a 133-page PDF document available for downloading for free for anyone interested in learning more about the details of Songbun. Just Google Marked for Life in North Korea. Briefly stated, each person in North Korea is assigned one of 51 ranks in this classification system, and one's ranking determines the quality of one's life, access to education, employment, housing, even food. The 51 categories are generally lumped into three broad groups: the core or loyal class, the wavering class, and the hostile class. The viciousness of the system lies in the facts that, first, your ranking is determined by the political and economic behavior of your ancestors, going back three generations. So basically, it is determined at birth. And secondly, the ranking is virtually permanent, though I suppose it is always possible to make it worse with one's own behavior. The National Police Force maintains a file on every person from the age of 17 on. These records are permanent and are updated every 2 years. The Committee for Human Rights in North Korea calls this virtual caste system, quote, the root cause of discrimination and humanitarian abuses in North Korea. I could go on ad nauseum about the Songbun system, maybe I already have, but I just wanted you to have some understanding of its significance when it is referred to in the following article, which is a response to the question, how does one find one's significant other in North Korea? By North Korean defector Kim Yoo-sung. Quoting now, I think finding a partner in North Korea is similar to wherever you may live. Of course, cultural differences exist in different countries. However, when it comes to finding a spouse for marriage, I think the differences are very small worldwide. Elites in North Korea normally think the songbun of a person is the most important factor in deciding whether that person is suitable to marry a son or a daughter. If the songbun of a person is satisfactory, the elites look to the fortune and economic ability of that person. While songbun is considered the most important factor in choosing a spouse for the elites, ordinary North Koreans look at the economic ability of the prospective spouse. In a nutshell, for the upper class in North Korea, the family background and songbun of the person is the most decisive factor, and for ordinary Koreans, economic ability comes before songbun of that person. Of course, North Korea is also a place on earth where human beings with pumping hearts live. North Koreans fall in love just like anyone else in other countries in this world. As such, some North Koreans would pledge to be with each other until death does them part, even if they're living under unfavorable economic circumstances. When you're in love, it isn't important to you, even if the person you love is poor. So, as I said, North Koreans will sacrifice much in their lives in order to be with someone they love. That said, the elites in North Korea will never trade their songbun for love. They'll make sure their sons and daughters marry people of immaculate songbun because it's an important social caste system. If you come from the lower part of the songbun system, you'll never succeed in life no matter how highly qualified you are. As a result, if children of elites marry people of lower songbun, they'll never get a promotion or succeed in life, and the lives of their offspring will be miserable as well. For the future of their entire family and their grandchildren, North Koreans who are at the top of the songbun system will therefore make sure to marry people of flawless songbun. Take Jang Song-taek, for example. Even though he didn't come from a rich family, according to rumors, he was admitted to North Korea's most prestigious Kim Il-sung University because he was born with good songbun. I'll just interject here a biographical note on Jang Song-taek. He is the uncle, by marriage, of Kim Jong-un, whom Kim Jong-un had executed about 2 years after he came to power. So Kim Jong-sung was executed in 2013. He married the only daughter of Kim Il-sung, and thus is the sister of Kim Jong-il. The daughter of Kim Il-sung, whom he married, was named Kim Kyung-hee. So getting back now to the narrative, when he started dating Kim Kyung-hee, Kim Il-sung tried to tear the couple apart, since Jang Sung-taek came from a low-income family. However, Kim Il-sung gave in when his daughter, Kyung-hee, refused to break up with Jang Sung-taek. Eventually, Kim Il-sung allowed them to marry each other. As you can tell from this story, for the elites of North Korea, the Sungbong system matters more than the fortune or income of your prospective spouse. So how do North Koreans find partners for themselves? Quoting here still from the Ask North Korean feature of nknews.org, some people begin dating, and when they feel confident that they can spend the rest of their lives with the people they are dating now, assuming they get permission from their parents, finally get married. Blind dates also exist in North Korea as well. People go on blind dates for the purpose of meeting a future spouse, and often they'll marry the people they meet on blind dates after seeing them for a while, if they really like that person, of course. And no matter how and where they meet that person, fortune, family background, and sungbun are the three most important factors in deciding whether they want to marry them or not. As for the legal age limit, people have to be 17 and over in order to be able to get married. However, the North Korean government encourages women to be at least 24 years old and men to be at least 28 years old before they get married. In short, the North Korean government teaches about the negative effects of marrying at an early age, urging people to refrain because it's hard to maintain a happy marriage if you get married too early in your life. When I was in North Korea, the government distributed educational videos in which they taught that it makes it harder for you to realize your dreams if you got married too young. Among the videos I watched was a movie in which the main character got married at an early age and regretted later in their life, looking at classmates and friends who realized their dreams, while the main character had to sit home cooking for the family. In North Korea, a woman graduates from high school at age 17 and is encouraged to build her career and gain some experience for 5 or 6 years in society before marriage. The same expectation applies for women who attend vocational college for 2 years and university for 4 years. Hence, North Korean women are encouraged to consider marriage from when they're 24 years old at the very least. That concludes that article. It should be noted that North Korean men are required to spend many years in the military, I think it's about 10 years, and thus they are encouraged not to marry before age 28, and assuming that they want to marry women not too much younger than themselves, that explains why they encourage women as well to wait until age 24 or so. Getting back to Jang Sung-taek for a moment, he was used as an example of how, despite your economic status, if you have good sungbun, you can be an acceptable spouse for your daughter. On the other hand, he might serve as a good example of how no matter how good your sungbun is, your behavior can destroy yourself. And indeed, as I said, he was executed by Kim Jong-un about 2 years after Kim Jong-un took power. I'll save for a future episode the second article I hope to address soon. It responds to the question, how common is abortion in North Korea? It was written last July by a North Korean defector, Jason Lee. And again, today's article, Finding Your Significant Other in North Korea, Can Love Overcome the Sungbong Hierarchical System? Was written by Kim Yoo-sung for the Ask a North Korean feature of nknews.org. All previous episodes of Window on North Korea are available on our website, ktwh.org, listed under the Program tab at the top of the page. Window on North Korea is produced at the KTWH studios in Two Harbors, Minnesota, and airs most Saturdays at 10 a.m. as part of the Saturday morning mix.